Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our first guest today, United States Senator Carl Levin. I want to talk to him about a number of issues. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I want to talk, first of all, about a major high-speed rail announcement and what that means for the state of Michigan going along the I-94 corridor.
Well, it means that after a long, long time of not keeping our rails up to date, that the Department of Transportation granted $150 million to get this high-speed rail thing going, and it's going to be taking over track and modernizing track between Dearborn or Detroit, either one, and out in Kalamazoo. So it's a long stretch of track. It's long overdue, and it's going to help lead us into a different kind of train traffic.
Carl, could this eventually extend all the way to Chicago?
Oh, yeah. In fact, some of the parts in Chicago have already been done, and that's the whole point. And one of the pieces of the announcement today also is a little piece of track in the west side of Detroit, which has been a stumbling block. And just fixing that alone is going to save 10 minutes. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of time. It's a part of a link. And any time, we're all linked together. And so if we fix it in Detroit, it's going to help the whole track. If we fix Chicago faster, it's going to help the whole track. But this big announcement today is $150 million in Michigan for the track going from Dearborn all the way out to Kalamazoo.
All right, what does this mean in terms of jobs in the economy?
Well, the jobs estimate is not 100% certain, because we know it'll improve the job situation because it leads to economic development. Anytime you put in high-speed rail, you make the stops along the way and the areas right around the train stops are much more attractive. So it's going to be a real magnet for economic development all along the track. But I'm not really willing to put a specific number of jobs. There's a dispute on that issue, and I don't think it's certain, except we do know it will get a producer.
Our guest, United States Senator Carl Levin, joins us. Carl, we had some big news here in Lansing yesterday with the announcement of $190 million of investment with General Motors, and that comes on the heels of another $37 million last week. I just think back to the time when the auto bailout or bridge loan was being questioned and ridiculed by so many people in Washington, and now we see the effects.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of people who voted against these loans, and they were the naysayers, and they said, no, manufacturing's not coming back, just the dinosaurs in the auto industry. Well, I tell you, the dinosaurs are the people who voted no. Because we have acted, and some people who took political and are being attacked did vote for the program. But we really saved the auto industry, and GM was really saved by that major loan that went to it. They're paying back the loan. They're healthy. This announcement yesterday and today's event, which was a spectacular event at the Grand River plant in Lansing, gives some momentum and gives some boost to the American automobile industry. And I'm awfully confident that the manufacturing and the auto industry is on its way back.
Senator Carl Levin, our guest on Ebling and You. You are not up for re-election, but a lot of your colleagues are. And if there's one thing I think we can agree on, there's a lot of discontent with the way things are right now. What solutions and what approach to take is where we have maybe the biggest disagreement. But in terms of what the American population needs to keep in mind at this point, what's the most important thing you'd like to convey?
Well, of course, the big battle's over jobs, number one, and people who have fought for jobs programs and voted for them, it seems to me, are the ones that are on the right track, even though we're not out of this ditch. We're on our way out. It's gradual, a lot more gradual than we had hoped for. But when you look at the contrast, the comparison of some of the people who at least fought for an economic development program, fought for instance, the recovery program, the stimulus program, these folks, it seems to me, when you compare them to the option, the alternative, the contrast is pretty great. I mean, there's a whole lot of Republicans out there who say they're Republicans, but I think they're fairly extreme. They want to abolish the Department of Education. They voted against the stimulus package. They voted against, said the TARP package was all wrong. That's the one that saved the automobile industry. They want to privatize Social Security. So I hope that voters, number one, will come to the polls. That's the critical thing, and realize that even though we haven't yet succeeded, that it's pretty clear whose side the Democrats are on in this election. And some of these Republicans are just total naysayers. They're just saying no to anything without any program of their own.
You have seen a lot of election cycles, including some midterm elections that have always seemed to go against the party that held the presidency. But do you recall a situation where maybe there's been more rancor or greater stalemates or really obstructionism? And the kind of campaign we have seen here, I think, is uncharted water for negativism.
Yeah, I've never seen a campaign quite like this. And it'd be too bad if people stay home and don't vote, even though they're not happy about where we are or how far along we've come. It really is important that people vote and then pick between candidates as to whose side they think candidates are on. Not just simply say, well, we haven't made enough progress, I'm staying home, because that, it seems to me, is in effect voting by staying home. Hopefully the election will be decided by people who come out to vote, not by people who stay home.
United States Senator Carl Levin, our guest on Ebling and You. Carl, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great being with you.
All right. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk with economist Charles Ballard of Michigan State University. Coming up next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.